Welcome to our Politics in Review podcast. Polling is showing three U.S. Senate Republican primary contests turning into multiple candidate affairs. In Alabama, what originally looked to be Huntsville Congressman Mo Brooks establishing a big lead has now vanished. Recent polling from three different pollsters all show a three-way race among Representative Brooks, former Business Council of Alabama President and CEO Katie Britt, and businessman Mike Durant, the former military pilot who was the subject of the Black Hawk Down movie, based upon his true story. The new data suggests that two of these three contenders will advance from the Alabama May 24th primary into a June 21st secondary runoff election. The seat is open because GOP Senator Richard Shelby is retiring. The Arizona race looks just as close. We now see three contenders in that state all positioning themselves with a chance to win the Republican nomination in order to face Democratic Senator Mark Kelly in the general election. Attorney General Tim Brnovich, venture capitalist Blake Masters, and solar company executive Jim Lehman are all closely bunched in the latest polling, but the primary isn't until August 2nd. In Ohio, the Republican field features five candidates, all with the potential to win. Former State Treasurer Josh Mandel's early lead appears to have dissipated, and businessman Mike Gibbons has surged to the lead in two polls. Retiring Senator Rob Portman has stepped up. He just endorsed former Ohio Republican Party Chair Jane Timken, another strong candidate. Author J.D. Vance and State Senator and Cleveland Guardians Baseball Club minority owner Matt Dolan are the other viable candidates. All three of these Senate races are critical towards determining which party will control the Senate in the next Congress. New polling was just received about a congressional race featuring a Republican incumbent who voted to impeach former President Trump. For the second time, the Trafalgar Group released a survey that found six-term Washington Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler in danger of not qualifying for the general election. Washington features the jungle primary format that sends the top two qualifiers to the general election regardless of party preference. The Washington primary isn't until August 2nd, but Ms. Herrera Butler has work ahead of her just to advance into the general election. In Michigan, we again see new polling that is projecting a dead heat in the governor's race. The Blueprint Polling Company that services Democratic campaigns and organizations find incumbent Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer falling into a tie with Republican former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, as the two are likely headed for a hotly contested general election campaign in the Wolverine State. Ms. Whitmer was one of the top shutdown governors in the nation, but now her numbers are falling as more evidence comes to the forefront that the COVID exposure and death rates didn't differ much based upon shutdown or open policies. The Michigan governor's campaign is a race to watch for November. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.